New to the world.
You one of those YouTube?
Yeah, I'm one of the guys. I'm one of the YouTube guys.
What up, EuroLeague fans? Welcome to another episode of A Quarter with Kyle Hunt. Today, we got a very special guest, one of my bros, one of my guys, Partizan's own, the captain of Partizan, a matter of fact, my guy, KP, Kevin Putner. KP, what's up, man? How's everything?
What's up, bro? All is well, man. Can't complain, all is well.
Man, thank you for taking the time of, you know, stepping in the quarter with me. I really appreciate it, my guy.
Most definitely.
Now, I'm going to set the scene a little bit, man. The first EuroLeague, you know, win that Partizan had, home win, since 2003. I read somewhere they said it was almost like 3,000 days since Partizan had a EuroLeague win. You know, yeah. So after that game, you know, what was that atmosphere like, you know, winning that game? And when you guys as a team walked over to the crowd, what was that feeling like for you?
For me personally, it was obviously a long time coming. Obviously, it felt good to be part of history. Just being here last year, playing Euro Cup, just kind of just going through a year, not playing EuroLeague was, you know, I'm used to playing EuroLeague. So that year was, you know, it was tough, just, you know, just scheduling and things like that. So to actually get the first home win at home, you know, for the fans, bro, it was much needed, you know, for the city, for the fans, for the people that's been part of our fans since they were kids and things of that nature. So it just felt extremely good, bro. And just for the guys that was here last year, you know, all the stuff we went through last year, the sacrificing it to finally be in this position here, to be yearly and get the first win at home in front of, you know, all the fans. It was a great experience.
Definitely, man. Now, Partizan, like you mentioned before, you know, as one of the most historical clubs in European basketball history. So for you to be named captain, you know, well, Partizan basketball, like, what did that mean to you? Like, you know, when Coach Obradovic and the management told you, like, you know, how did you feel about it?
Man, it was crazy, man. Like, I'm in my seventh year as a professional, bro, and I've played on different teams. Obviously, me and you played together, and I've always played with great guys that have won, had experience, and just good people. So, like, I always pride myself on just being a good guy, just God character, things like that. So, for me to be a captain of an historic club like this, bro, is really, it's like an honor, bro, because that doesn't happen. American guys aren't captains of European teams, bro. Yeah, you had some here and there, but that's not really, that doesn't happen a lot. So for me, I embraced it. Once Coach came to me and was like, you know, when I first got here during training camp, once he came to me with, I'm just like, you know, like, all right, cool, let's do it. Like, yeah, it wasn't my choice, you know, so I kind of just took on a role. It's new for me. I've obviously never done that on a European team, but I'm just like, you know, I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to try to grow with it. And just try to just be the best captain there is to be possibly, you know. So
how is like that role changed you? You know, like you said before, now you're a vet now.
Yeah, crazy.
You know, a vet. It's crazy to think about it. It goes by like this. Soon you're gonna be an old guy just like me, but I mean, how has that like that role and that new kind of like found like veteran status like kind of changed you as a person?
Not too much. I'm not the most vocal. I'm not the guy that's going to yell, scream, and always be talking constantly over and over. That's not really me. I would more so lead by example. But, like, I've told the guys at the beginning of the year, I'm like, listen, like, I'm not you guys' fathers. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to make sure we won. We're a unit. We're going to fight together. It's going to be ups and downs. I just want everybody to be the best individual that they can be. Because if everyone's the best individual they could be, together as a team will be really, really good.
I mean, you talked about, you know, Coach Obradovic, you know, giving you this responsibility. You know, he's one of the, if not the, you know, greatest coach, you know, in EuroLeague history, won titles, has been successful. Everybody sees about how passionate he is on the court. Everybody knows who he is on the court. But what is something that you learned about him or something that surprised you about him off the court?
He's extremely intense on the court, but one thing I do respect about him off the court is, like, he lives life, man. Like, He's always smiling, always has his, you know, and his good people around him, and just staying in the moment. That's the one thing I really respect about him a lot. For a guy that loves basketball, he also loves life and just loves to just be himself and just lives in the moment. A lot of times, as either coaches or basketball players, we let basketball just take over our life and just let it affect us.
Yeah.
When they lose, we just let it mess our day up, mess how we talk to, let's say, our friends and family.
Definitely. Now I want to talk a little bit about home a little bit. You're from New York City, in case people don't know. I mean, all New Yorkers, they wear it as like a badge of honor. You know, my wife, she reminds me all the time. So to the people that for the people that don't know, you know, explain what basketball means, you know, to people, you know, in New York, you know, the Mecca or the home of basketball. What does it mean to people from New York?
Everything. We grew up playing basketball, just on the playground, outside in the street. Like, that's the YMCA's, the everything. AAU, like, we grow up playing basketball. Like, when it's time to do, you go outside. Most neighborhoods have its own park area with hoops and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, really grow up playing basketball. When it's time to do, you running around outside, throwing the ball at the rim, whatever, at whatever age you are. And you just, we learned that. That's like, you're almost born into that.
Now, talking about back home, you know, growing up, you know, playing in New York, you know, playing in the playground growing up, did you ever think that you would be where you was at right now? You know, playing EuroLeague basketball, being the captain, you know, of one of the most famous historical, you know, Serbian teams?
Nah, not at all. You couldn't tell me. A lot of this stuff that I didn't been through in my career with basketball as a professional, college, I couldn't. If you would have told me this when I was 7, 8, 9 years old, I would have thought you was playing around. Like, I couldn't imagine. I'd be sitting here lying if I said I could imagine somebody. Nah, there's no way. I never thought I'd be in Europe, bro.
Yeah.
You know, and us as growing up, as young athletes, everything was NBA, NBA, NBA. Like, we don't know nothing about the Europe side of things until we're kind of just thrown into it. So that's all I knew was, like, I'm a Knicks fan. That's all I knew was a Knicks. You know, that's all I knew, bro. So it's like, somebody got to go to Europe. Like, what's that? I don't even have a passport, but I had to come to Europe. So I couldn't imagine this, bro. I couldn't at all.
The last question I have, you know, for many people that don't know, like, I've seen your career grow. Now, I mean, you was with my brother, you know, back in the days and Lavrio. So I've seen that grow all the way from you know, starting out in Greece to now, you know, you're one of the, you know, superstars in Europe. So, first of all, you know what I mean? I'm proud of you. I tell you all the time. We was on the team, man. And I mean, you just getting started. But, you know, what advice would you have, you know, for you know, the next kid that's coming out of New York City, you know, that's looking to have a successful EuroLeague career like you guys so far?
I would say just to learn how to adjust on and off the court. I feel like that was a big part of why I was able to kind of go far, just to be able to adapt on and off the court. And I say that because I struggled in both of those areas.
Mm-hmm.
Off the court, I struggled just with the lifestyle of just living in Europe and things of that nature. And then on the court, early in my career, I kind of struggled a little bit just trying to adapt my game into the European game and just kind of just trying to put my mix in kind of like how I play here. But one thing I've noticed was as I continued to like adapt my game and just expand my game more, it made playing with different players and different clubs a lot easier.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the biggest thing I would say, because I feel like sometimes players struggle with adapting their game, you know what I'm saying, or trying to fit exactly what they do with a certain team. And I feel like you got to kind of adjust your game a little bit, not adjust in a bad way, but just kind of add more, be open to, you know, doing, let's say, more catch and shoot when you're used to always being on the ball, or being more on the ball when you're used to catching and shoot. Like, just little things like that, I feel like will help a lot, will help any player just make it to the highest level of what is your league, NBA, anything, you know? So that's the advice I would say.
That's great advice, man. And you definitely, you know, showed that so far over your career, definitely. Now, before I let you go, hop out of the quarter, we're going to do our last segment, which is quick questions. You give me quick answers. And that is our 1 minute crunch time segment. So here we go. I'm going to start it up. What is your go-to warm-up song?
Wow, go-to warm-up song. That's a good one. Well, I say it's so cool. My boy, Stupid De Niro, lent it to myself.
Favorite pregame meal?
Pasta.
Do you have any, like, pregame, like, superstitions or pregame rituals you could share?
All right, so after I'm done shooting around, well, after I'm done with my pregame warm-up and things like that, you can't touch the inside of my hand.
Really?
Yeah, the inside of my hand on both rounds, you can't touch it.
I'll play with you for a year, and I swear I never do that. That's crazy.
You never yet. It's new. So like, when we're on the landline, you know how the eyes dap each other up? You probably never notice. If you notice, it's always... yes, it's always like...
I never noticed that.
You probably never noticed it.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Anything special you keep in your locker?
My locker? No, not special. No.
Which show are you currently watching on the road?
On the road? Wow. Nah, I don't watch no shows. I be on YouTube, bro. I need to podcast. Yo, YouTube are crazy. You see the crazy world.
So you want those YouTube?
Yeah, I'm one of the guys. Like, yeah, I'm one of the YouTube guys.
Your go-to game sneaker.
My Gilbert Arenas, my Adidas. You know what Adidas now, so my Gilbert Arenas.
Shout out to Adidas.
Shout out to Adidas.
And the last one, I'm sure you're going to have many more, but so far, your favorite EuroLeague highlight?
Wow. I ain't going to lie, bro. My favorite individual moments was when we went to the Final Four, bro. I'd never witnessed nothing like that in my life. And to get that. And the first year we all were together, bro, that was kind of like one of the most, like, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Well, everyone in Europe knows how hard it is to get to a final. So that was amazing, bro.
Yeah, man, that was special, man. Well, I appreciate you, my guy, man. I wish you best of luck. You know, I mean, I hope you continue to, do the great things that you've been doing on the court. And, I'm sure we'll see each other very soon.
Sure. Appreciate you, bro. Thank you for having me, bro.
Anytime, my guy. Anytime. EuroLeague fans, thank you for tuning in to another episode of A Quarter with Kyle Hines. Check out our future episodes coming very soon. Take care.